Tena quiz, took over its duties
No way.
here. Tena quiz. Thanks very much for joining us this evening on TalkBack. Wonderful. So today, Ministers Grant Robertson, David Parker, Megan Wood, and Kiritapu Allen talked to us or released the amendments to the RMA. All of the ministers said that this is cheaper, faster, better resource management law. Cheaper, faster, better. We're just wondering whether it's cheaper, faster, better for Māori, cheaper for us getting our whare, faster getting the infrastructure into place, and better when it comes to more economic development. Is it cheaper, faster, better for Māori, Tuku?
Well, this is a very complicated matter, and with the bill being introduced in the House, we have for several weeks and months actually been working with Minister Parker, and just recently with the Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson in relation to the impact of these reforms over our settlement. And so, even though the government have a outcome, a purpose for this reform, one of the things that we have always said that any change is good so long as it does not impact on the manner in which our treaty settlements are framed. And so, at the heart of our concerns have always been this very the political hot debate around co-governance, and co-governance is at the heart of our treaty settlement, of course. So we have gone to extraordinary lengths to negotiate our way through with this government. We're not quite done. I do appreciate the intervention of the Deputy Prime Minister as recently as yesterday, and so we have always said, you touch our settlement, we will injunct you, and we'll go straight to the High Court. So the threat is still there. We think that we're in a far better place, but I think where iwi and Māori have to be very careful about is that change comes at a price, and if that price is a denigration of our rights and interests, of our own settlements, then that is a major issue for all of us. Because the real concern that I have is that at the complex end of settlements over major water bodies like our river, it's the longest river in this country, 467 kilometres, provides about 27% of the country's GDP, and has 11 power stations, which provide more than 30% of this country's electricity. So when you've got a situation like that, where there's a great reliance on the river, and there's lots of users, and then you pass a brand new law that we are currently having to deal with, we have a major problem. So until we can articulate our way through, and sort of make sure that anything in this reform doesn't in any way, shape, or form denigrate, adversely affect or impact on our settlement, then we're fine with it. So you know, we this is more about our treaty integrity and credibility than anything else, because that's the basis of who we are. That river is emblematic of who we are. Yeah, you know, okay? So those are our major concerns.
So, Minister Kiritapu Allen, she was at pains to say today that treaty settlements over the past 40 years are being fully upheld. She said that the new resource management reform will uphold treaty settlement commitments and arrangements and ensure Māori maintain established decision-making and participation at both regional and national level. So she was at
You will know that. Yeah, you will know that as a former member of parliament, that governments come with a whole lot of you know, things that they want to frame within the bill, but it actually is a work in progress. I can't remember any time when I was in parliament that when a bill was introduced, it was perfectly done. There were no need for any amendments. So the issue that we have is because we... I can't, with my hand on my heart, say to my iwi right now whether once the passage of this bill is through all of its stages, whether we're going to be okay. So because it's been a moving feast, it's been really difficult talking to officials, some of whom don't understand the complexities of our, you know, of our settlements. So, you know, I mean, they're saying that settlements are fine and that they're sacrosanct is good, but actually it's the practicality of it. It really comes down to how those words materialize themselves on the ground, because I can tell you our officials, our lawyers, have been arguing the toss word for word with the Crown lawyers so that we can get the wordsmithing right, and so that the words that end up in this bill that will become law will in no way adversely affect our settlement. I can't give my iwi a guarantee that that is the case right now. The expectation is that it will be, but right now there are too many moving parts to it.
Absolutely. And so I'm absolutely. That would be the case for every other settlement as well. You said that Grant Robertson, you were in negotiation discussion with Grant Robertson all the way up until last night. So does that mean then that there may not have been an announcement today if Māori were not satisfied?
Oh, I think with the correction, we've been negotiating with Minister Parker. He's the Minister for the Environment. This is his bill. But when it comes to treaty settlements, it is then elevated to the treaty settlement level. You know, it's when our settlements are impacted upon, it doesn't remain in that sphere, in my view. Because it is a treaty settlement, it is something that the Crown has agreed upon with iwi. So it's gone from the auspices of Minister Parker to Grant Robertson and to the Deputy Prime Minister's credit. If it had not have been his intervention last night and this morning, we could well have injuncted the government today, but you know, he intervened. I'm really happy where we are in relation to where we need to get to, because there's much water to flow under the bridge for the purposes of our settlement. We have Sir Brian Roach who from 2004 to 2008 was the Crown negotiator. So, you know, the government have put up a Crown negotiator to work with me so that there is greater confidence and certainty that our settlement will not be affected. Because, you know, I can tell you, Claudette, if our settlement is affected, the four other river iwi all the way down to Taupo are adversely affected. If we come through the gate without any issue, then the whole of that river is protected for all time, and that is that's our expectation.
Absolutely, hear what you're saying. When it comes to the national Māori entity, is that another area for us to ensure that we get across the line, that well, that the government gets itself across the line, is that a safety net for us?
We have a like the iwi leaders forum last week that I attended. We are iwi and hapu around this country are opposed to any national water organisation that uses artificial organisations that might end up speaking for iwi and hapu in their respective rohe. For example, in Waikato, we speak with a single voice. We don't want, it is totally inappropriate for the New Zealand Māori Council or FOMO or anyone else. I don't care who it is. If there's an issue around the river in our rohe, in our region, then the only voice that is appropriate is Waikato, and I'm that single voice. And I would expect that would be the same in every other tribal rohe, hapu rohe, around the country. So, you know, the Crown have this crazy notion of putting up a national water organisation to represent us. Well, that's not going to do. And the iwi leaders were very clear last week that that's totally unacceptable. And that's something that Waikato Tāne is in full support. Only iwi and hapu can speak for themselves in their tribal rohe. End of story.
Where do you think it was that the government established the National Māori entity then? Because on paper it would seem that with the national planning, the national planning framework, and the National Māori entity looked like it was co-governance on paper.
Yeah, on paper. So, you know, I mean, I don't know where they get their crazy ideas from, but you know, we've worked with the iwi in this country who have had co-governance for a long time. We've had it in Aotearoa for 12 years for the whole of the river, for a five river iwi, and five members of the Crown, all decisions made by consensus decision makers. There are no votes to be taken at the table. We sit and talk until all the decisions are unanimously passed and agreed upon by every member. Now, that's co-governance in a very simplistic way. It works. It's been working in Waikato and from Taupo all the way down to its outfall at Te Pua Waikato for the last 12 years. Never a problem. Never had any issue. So I don't know where these fellows get their other models from, because actually we can prove that it works. It works in Tūhoe. It works with everywhere else where you got this sort of model.
So you're not in favour of the National Māori entity?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mm. Anything that subsumes the voice of hapu and iwi is completely inappropriate. In Waikato, as I say to you, from Karapiro all the way down to its outfall to the sea, we speak with a single voice. Only Waikato can speak for itself. When we agreed that when my predecessor Sir Robert Mohut agreed to have water pumped from the Waikato River into the the Auckland City during the Great Drought. Sir Barry Curtis came to Waikato, one voice. It has always been that way. And so it doesn't matter which iwi or hapu area, the Iwi Leaders Forum has been very clear. We will not support any national body which is comprised of artificial government, inspired bodies or other entities that subverts and subsumes the voice of hapu and iwi in their rohe.
And then what of the regional representation for Māori then? So two out of six representatives at the regional level.
Look, those are the things that we must rail against. That's what the Crown expectation is. In our rohe, in the Waikato River catchment area, we have a settlement. The settlement says half and half, 50-50, not two. You know, so their mathematics says two. Our treaty says 50-50, and in that instance, it's 5-5. No. Nothing else will do in Aotearoa. And I would imagine that iwi across this country will rail against that that number that's been proposed in the bill.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Tuku. Always great to kōrero with you. I am sure that we will hear more around this as the process unfolds.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Kia ora. Kia ora koutou.